Manu Patra alerts dated the 21st of October 2019. Karnataka High Court has observed that a suicide is committed by one with determination and full-fledged indirect knowledge of the act while setting aside the compensation awarded to family members of a conductor working for a Karnataka State Road Transport Corporation. Supreme Court has upheld a Calcutta High Court order discharging a man and his parents accused of abetting the suicide of a woman he was planning to marry after the parents called her a call girl. The court refused to interfere with the High Court order, which said that terming the deceased as a call girl, there was no utterance which can be interpreted to be an act of instigating, goading or solicitation or insinuation, the deceased to commit suicide. Supreme Court has asked the Delhi government to pay 1,000 crore rupees as an interim measure to the National Highway Authority as its share towards the cost incurred for constructing the 270 km Western and Eastern Peripheral Expressways. The court also told the Union Cabinet Secretary to look into the Delhi government's grievance over the final amount the state is required to pay for the project. Bombay High Court has rejected a petition by Tehelka magazine founder Tarun Tejpal seeking postponement of trial, scheduled from the 21st of October to the 23rd of October, in a sexual assault case lodged against him by a former woman colleague. Madras High Court has ruled that mere absence of injury on the body of a sexually abused minor cannot be a ground to say there has been no offence committed at all. The court made this observation while upholding a lower court order sentencing a person concurrently to 10 years rigorous imprisonment under Indian Penal Code, 1860 and 7 years rigorous imprisonment under the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences Act, 2012. Allahabad High Court has restrained the Uttar Pradesh police from arresting Abbas Ansari, an international shooting player and son of jailed member of Legislative Assembly, Mukhtar Ansari, in connection with recovery of arms from his possession. Patna High Court has directed the state government to take up urgent steps to combat the spread of mosquito-borne disease. The court passed the order while hearing to several writ petitions filed by a number of parties drawing the High Court's attention to the devastation caused in Patna following 3 days of incessant rainfall in September. Securities and Exchange Board of India has observed that the auditors of listed companies will have to issue a limited review or audit report if they resign within 45 days from the end of a quarter.